Time for World Sport from the BBC in London with me, Colin Maitland. And first it's cricket and to Lords, where it's day four of the first test. England resumed their second innings on 5 without loss, a lead of 193 over India, and by lunch they'd reached 72 for 5. The story of an eventful day so far comes from Lee James at the ground.
The 2000th test match is serving up a classic. Every run is now vital in this afternoon session, with England teetering on 89 for 5, a lead of 277. England lost Cook early for 1, but there was no hint of the trouble to come when Strauss and Trott were batting together. But an inspired spell from Ishant Sharma changed the whole complexion of this game. England lost 3 wickets in 10 deliveries. First Strauss went LBW to Harbhajan Singh for 32. Then Sharma had Peterson and Bell both caught Harbhajan Singh for 32. Then Sharma had Peterson and Bell both caught behind in the same over, when he also bowled Trott for 22. England had collapsed from 54 for 1 to 62 for 5, with Sharma 3 for 15. So the pressure is now on Morgan and Pryor to rescue the situation and build a partnership to settle the nerves. But can India bowl them out cheaply to give themselves a real chance of chasing their target for victory? England are 89 for 5.
The acting president of the Asian Football Confederation, Zhang Jilong, has promised to tackle corruption and restore transparency in the region after FIFA declared the former AFC chief, Mohammed bin Hammam, guilty of bribery and banned him for life. Mr. bin Hammam was accused of attempting to buy the votes of Caribbean Football Union officials ahead of the FIFA presidential election in June. He denies the charge and says he's never used bribery for votes.
Absolutely, absolutely never, never. And let me make it very clear. To pay money in connection to their votes, that is never the case in all my life.
The final of the 43rd Copa America takes place in Argentina on Sunday, with Paraguay taking on a Uruguay side that are within sight of making history. Looking ahead, our South American football expert, Tim Vickery.
Uruguay sit joint top with Argentina in terms of Copa titles. Both have won the trophy 14 times. The Uruguayans can now go in front with a record 15th win, an achievement that would be all the sweeter for taking place on Argentine soil. First, though, they must overcome a Paraguay side of extraordinary resilience. Remarkably, the Paraguayans have reached the final without winning a single game. All their matches have been drawn, and they scrape through in penalty shootouts after being dominated by Brazil and then Venezuela in the quarter and semi-finals. So there must be some tired limbs in the Paraguayan ranks, and on a big pitch in Buenos Aires, Uruguay are confident that their dangerous strike partnership of Diego Forlan and Luis Suarez will find the space to tip the balance and carry the Sky Blues to that historic 15th title.
Finally, at the Nürburgring, the German Grand Prix is underway, one of the most exciting of the season so far. They're in the 36th lap, and Lewis Hamilton is leading ahead of Fernando Alonso and